For me, there's a big sense of one could say illusions, or maybe better, sort of disguises or things hidden that get revealed in the piece. So it happens both in terms of the story, but it happens also in terms of the characters. You know, I mean, even Rigoletto, as we were just saying, he is the court jester, but the court jester is his job. And, you know, as soon as we see him left alone after the curse of Monteroni, after the meeting with Sparafucile, and he has Parisiano, you know, we immediately get an insight into him and his sense of bitterness that somehow, as a deformed hunchback, he that's the only opportunity he has, is to be, you know, a jester. And, you know, he is both a figure of ridicule, but his job is to ridicule, is to have the license to ridicule other people.